The intelligence failures on Iraq have raised serious questions about the Bush administration's doctrine of preemption. President Bush justified the war in Iraq as necessary to tackle a grave and gathering threat. Critics say the United States will have to overcome a major credibility gap if Washington ever again is to attack preemptively. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When President Bush first published his national security strategy in 2002, critics raised concern about what they saw as a dangerous and perhaps reckless new doctrine of preemption. President Bush, in a graduation speech at West Point, explained that the U.S. always had the right to launch a preemptive war if under threat, and that the new threat today is a rogue state armed with weapons of mass destruction.
In the world we have entered, the only path to safety is the path of action, and this nation will act.
At the same time, President Bush acknowledged his strategy depends on good intelligence.
Our security will require the best intelligence to reveal threats hidden in caves and growing in laboratories.
But the man in charge with finding weapons of mass destruction now says the U.S. was wrong about its assumptions on Iraq. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, David Kaye also raised doubts about the national security doctrine.
If you cannot rely on good, accurate intelligence that is credible to the American people and to others abroad, you certainly can't have a policy of preemption.
Some analysts believe the doctrine of preemption was designed for Iraq and may have died there as well. Jay Rockefeller is a West Virginia Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee who now believes the Iraq War was predetermined, something the administration had already decided to do.
This was kind of the doctrine of preemption raised to a whole new level. Anybody who doesn't agree with this, anybody who is something we don't like, anybody who intelligence, albeit faulty, says has nuclear weapons or can quickly have them, or weapons of mass destruction otherwise, which turned out to be clearly wrong. I think the president was really anxious to get to war.
Senator Rockefeller wants to see President Bush back off from the policy of preemption unless the U.S. faces a real threat.
He seems to see the display of American military strength on a unilateral basis as the way that he can put his mark in history. And therefore, a lot of us are very suspicious so long as the, quote, doctrine of preemption as a, quote, Bush doctrine is around.
Supporters of the Bush doctrine dismiss all the hand-wringing over Iraq. Tom Donnelly of the American Enterprise Institute agrees that the gathering of intelligence must improve, but he argues that intelligence services are unlikely to overestimate future threats. He says the real danger is underestimating the threat of weapons proliferation.
It's one thing to see a massive Soviet missile farm from an overhead satellite, and it's quite another one to find a mobile atomic device or a mobile missile that's on a truck that moves from place to place or is in a cave in North Korea. Most of the time, when we blow a call, it's because we miss something, not because we suspect something that isn't there.
Other supporters of President Bush's doctrine of preemption say it has sent a powerful signal to countries like Libya, which has now agreed to rid itself of its weapons programs. But Joseph Nye, the dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, dismisses that argument.
Let's not make the mistake the rooster makes when it crows when the sun comes up and thinks it caused the sun coming up. Libya had already started to move away from its programs well before the Bush administration came into office.
As for the future of the doctrine of preemption, Nye says it doesn't fit well to the cases of other so-called rogue states, Iran and North Korea, where analysts say unilateral military action is the worst option. And he argues the U.S. will lack credibility with allies and the American people if it tries to attack another country when the threat doesn't seem imminent. A long-term consequence of the U.S. experience with Iraq and the report by Weapons Inspector David Kaye. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.